hey guys, this is my first podcast and, you know, I really wanted to get your guys' feedback. It's just a raw cut. You know, it's not going to be perfect whatsoever. I'm sure I'm going to stutter, have some issues within the podcast, but, you know, it's just a raw cut of me recording myself and giving you guys the knowledge that I gained, or, you know, parts of the knowledge that I gained. Just, it's a raw cut, so I'm just going to highlight on a couple things and explain a couple things here and there. And if you have any questions after, if you want my help after, if you have need advice in a certain situation, I'm more than willing to help. I've been working hard and working on my passion. And, you know, these steps, these things I've done that I'm going to talk about in the future podcast as well, have progressed me to who I am today. It is the reason I get out of bed in the morning. It drives me to live each day positively. And that's the passion of helping people grow, helping people get better, helping people believe in themselves when they don't, and helping people live fulfilled lives, truly live and enjoy their lives to the max potential. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the someday life. And you may ask what the someday life is, and it's a very common occurrence in everyone's lives. Everyone does it, and it's a terrible habit. You know, we say, we're going to do that someday. We're going to buy those concert tickets someday. We're going to finish our homework someday. You know, I'll do that tomorrow. No, then it becomes next week, and then it becomes next month, and things never get done. It happens with everything in our everyday lives. And what I have to say to that, a trick and key, is go ahead and just do it in the moment. You know, make that phone call. Talk to that person you don't want to, you're not ready to talk to. You're like, I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm not ready to combat the fear that I have right then. And going off the someday life, we can see another topic that we need to focus in on is being in the stands or being in the game. Now, being in the stands in life is easy. You can sit back, eat your hot dog, drink a beer, and watch professionals play on the field. Now, what a lot of people tend to neglect and not even realize, I mean, they love their favorite football team, but they don't realize how much effort those players have put in to get there, how much blood, sweat, and tears they've given up, how much time they've given to that sport to be on that field. And, you know, a lot of people in life are living in the stands. They're not actually playing the game. They're not the pros. They're not a pro of life. They're not living life. They're just sitting back and watching it happen without actively living. And by actively living, I mean going after and speaking your opinion, having a voice. When conflicts arise, you solve them. You deal with them. When things happen in your life, you don't avoid them. You take 100% responsibility as an adult to help better the situation. Now, something that really changed the way I live is someone said to me, if you were going to die tonight, if I told you that this morning when I posted this podcast that tonight you were going to die, who would you reach out to? Who would you tell you love them? Who would you say, I love you to? Who would you say, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have acted like that. Who would you confront? What would you do? And we tend to wait to a deadline to do these things. That's why when you say that you're going to die tonight, you do these things. Because you have a deadline. You know you're not going to have any other time to do it. We push things off in life to the last minute till we have a deadline, just like that test we didn't study for to the last day. Why do we push off things till it's the last moment? Why do we push off our relationships with others, which is one of the most important things in life, till the last minute? Don't do that. I get it. A lot of people hold resentment and they hold grudges. Now, what I have to say about resentment is a quote from Nelson Mandela, which is one of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard, which is, you know, resentment's like drinking poison and in return expecting the other person to die, which is completely unrealistic. You're drinking your own, you're drinking the resentment. You're harming yourself. You're having those negative thoughts about that person and you're letting it affect you negatively by holding on to that resentment and not letting go. So why hold on? Another way to look at it is you're holding on. You grab a hot coal off a grill and you're holding on to it in your fist. You're holding, you know, 10, 15 seconds go by, and you finally get to throw it at the person you're holding resentment over. You know, you may hit them, you may cause a little damage, but look at all the damage you caused to your own hand. You inflicted so much more damage on yourself when you hold that resentment towards another person. And we hold those resentments because we have a desire as humans to be right. We always want to be right. And then when we're right, we make other people wrong so we can justify ourselves for being right. We justify all our decisions so they make sense, even if they were a mistake or not, or right or wrong. So my advice to you there is, you know what, don't hold resentment. Like I said, take 100% responsibility. Say, you know what, you make the phone call. Don't be like, they should call. Like, that could be, it's a game because both of you are trying to be right. No one's going to want to actually talk to each other. It's like two magnets with the same polar sides. They don't come together. They deflect. They come together. They try to get close and they deflect. And there's never going to be that connectiveness because no one's going to want to fail to be right. So someone has to give up their driving desire to be right. So let that be you. Give it up. Make the phone call. Call them. Like I said, they used to be your best friend. You used to have a good relationship with your dad, or you want a good relationship with a parent. You want a good relationship with someone you had in your life that you don't anymore. You know, take that responsibility. This is your life. If you want it, make it happen. Life does not owe you one single fucking thing. Life gives you an opportunity to make stuff happen, and that's your choice to make it happen or not. But that's your choice. But it does not owe you anything, and no one owes you anything as well. So go ahead and take that responsibility and don't hold those resentments. Like I said, if you were going to die tonight, who would you contact and say, I love you? Who would you contact to make things right with? Make a list, and I want you to go out and make those calls and contact those people, because those people, those events do not need to wait till the last minute. You will live a much better life if you just confront these problems, take the responsibility, either move on with your life or gain someone back in your life. It creates a positive outlook, and it creates a chain effect on other people to do the same. It's a fact of taking 100% responsibility even if the other person doesn't want to. And this is key that I want you guys to do. Because this has changed my life, you know. Contact those people you did wrong. Contact those people that you love and tell them. Make it right. Live a fulfilled life. And this is just my advice. You don't have to take it. You might be saying to yourself, you know, I'm not ready. Who is he to tell me to do something? And I'm not. But this is the advice I was given, and this is the stuff I've learned. And this is how I've progressed, and this is why I live my passion. This is why I'm doing what I love and influencing people. And this is why I'm sharing my knowledge with you, because I want you guys to live your best lives. You know, not hold resentment. Live in the moment. The past is the past and the past is gone. The future is the future and it hasn't happened yet, so the only time you have is right here. And the moment we just had where I just spoke is gone. It doesn't get come back. Maybe in a recording, but in my life it doesn't. That moment's gone. So the only moment you have is the present, so make things right. Don't hold resentment. Don't hold grudges. Don't cause yourself pain for no reason. Let go. Move on, and drive towards your passions. Now, don't let other people get in your way. You know, a quote from Gandhi was, I'll never let someone else walk with their dirty feet through my mind. But it's funny because even when we all let that happen, but the fact of the matter is, it's usually our own feet that cause the dirt in our own mind, you know. The next topic I want to talk upon, going off of that, is negative thoughts. Negative thoughts rule our mind. We continually flow and inject negative thoughts into our brain without even knowing it. That inner voice, always criticizing, always saying, oh, you could be better, you're not enough, you're not good enough. We feed our side of negativity, and it progresses, it snowballs. The negativity gets worse the more we let it in. Take some time. Focus. Put positive thoughts into your mind. You know, what I do when I wake up is I tell myself, I can and will do anything I set my mind to. I can and will do anything I set my mind to. I say that 10 times. I say it at least 30 times a day to myself. Because if you say it enough, you train your brain. Your brain does not care what you put in it, positive or negative. It listens to you. So if you're feeding it negative energy, negative thoughts, that's what you're going to get, because you're feeding your brain. You can't feed yourself negative thoughts and expect you to be positive. It doesn't work that way. And you know, if you're feeding yourself negative thoughts for a long time, it's hard. It's a process, and it's hard work feeding yourself positive thoughts. You have to do it. It's effort. We have to take care of our brain. This is why mental health is so important. Because mental health is a process. You know, just like working out, getting in shape, brushing our teeth, keeping our hygiene up, just smelling good, you know, presenting ourselves well. It's a process, and we have to put the effort in to get there. But we fail nowadays to care about our mind. We take it for granted. It's one of the most important. It is the driving factor in our lives. It's how we think, how we act. Yeah, our heart beats to keep us alive, but our mind is what we do, what we think, what we remember, how we act, if we're positive or negative. It is the key factor, and we take it for granted. We neglect it. We would much rather to impress someone with our looks than take care of our own mind. We would much rather people please and tell people, you know what, I'd rather that person like me. I'm going to dress well, look good tonight. I'm going to be close about my problems because I don't want anyone to think I'm weak. That wouldn't be good. So I'm going to hold it in. But I'm going to act completely fine on the outside. That is bad, and that is something you do not want to do. Because when you hold it in, you don't have someone to talk to about those things, you feel alone and you feel trapped. And this is where depression and bad anxiety comes in. People don't want to look weak. People don't want to look less than. So they don't talk about their issues, especially guys. They do not do it. But it's important that you can be able to talk about these things. Because no one's life is perfect. If someone comes up to me and tells me that they don't have any problems in life, that's some fucking bullshit, and they're fucking lying right to your face. I've had a couple people do that, and I'm like, dude, you're not living a perfect life. And I can literally sit here and find a bunch of things wrong with you as you talk to me. So no one's perfect. Everyone has issues, you know. Make sure you take care of your mind. Put positive things in there. Reach out to people. Get help if you need it. I am here to give you advice. And I am here to... This is what I love to do. I love to help people and, you know, create positivity. This is why I'm telling you and making this podcast. Because I want you to know. I want you to hear that you're fine. You have a great life. Obstacles are just obstacles. You have your lows, but just like an EKG, as your heartbeat goes up and down, that is you living. You're going to have your lows and you're going to have your highs, but you have to keep going. When you become stuck is when you become depressed. You become stuck in a spot and you feel like you can't move. You are okay. And I'm here if anyone needs help always, you're okay. Just take a second and just realize you're okay. Your life's okay. Now, what you want to make of it is up to you. You have the choice. You know, life doesn't owe you anything, as I said, but life gives you an opportunity. You know, circumstances in life gave me this opportunity. I finally realized my passion, that I love to help, I love to make a difference, a positive and everlasting difference in other people's lives. I love that. And I'm going to keep doing my passion. You know, you got to understand, people are going to judge you for pursuing the things you want to do. They're going to judge you because you might not be the same person anymore. They're going to judge you because you're doing things that they just aren't. So if they're not doing that, you can't be either. And that's why people put others down. It reflects on themselves every time. Their own insecurities and their own problems. So that's the end of this podcast. You know, we're at about 16 minutes, you know. I want people to listen. I want people to gain some insight. You know, this is a raw cut. It's just some information I just blurted out. Obviously, it could be a little mixed up in here, but I want you guys to have a listen. Just think about it. Take it in. If you have any questions, let me know. I mean, this isn't going to be perfect. There's a lot of topics I'm going to go deeper into in other podcasts, obviously with the other members that are going to be joining. This is just me putting a sample out there for y'all to hear. So I can get feedback and so I can keep moving forward. You know, I want to do this. I have a passion to help, a passion to create positive impact in everyone's lives. And the knowledge I gained, I will not withhold from the people around me. I want to improve everyone's life. And I want to see everyone live a positive and great life. It's all there. All the pieces are there. It's just having the knowledge and the ability to do so. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. You know, please reach out to me if you have any questions. Please reach out to me if you liked it. Please share this if you liked it. I love for people to hear. I love for people to give me feedback, people that I don't know. Every person that I can impact means a lot to me. This is why I do what I do, and this is why I love coaching people and talking to people one-on-one and giving them plans to advance their lives. And when they do so, it just makes me so happy. So please let me know and enjoy the podcast. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.